It's time for Taylor Talk, the number one Taylor Swift podcast brought to you by the fan site, taylorswift13.org.
Hi, welcome to episode 17. This is Belle,
Maya,
and Diane.
And Adam is not here.
He's actually in South America right now.
Yeah, he's in South America right now, so he is not here for this episode, and it's an all-girls episode.
Yay,
it's like a sleepover or something.
I know.
It's a Taylor Swift slumber party. It's like a dream come true.
Right? Yeah. Like pajamas and cake and Taylor talk.
Totally.
Yeah. What more do you need?
Exactly. So anyway, Adam, we're sending you virtual hand hearts, because you're not here.
Hope you like Panama.
We hope you like Panama.
But we're having
Panama
more
Canal
fun.
And all sorts of stuff. But we're having more fun than you on Taylor Talk, so.
Ha.
Okay. So for those of you guys who are on Taylor Connect, we have an account there. It's Taylor Talk 13. And if you want to PM us anything from the mini segments, that's another way that you can get a hold of us besides Twitter and email.
If you don't have a Taylor Connect account, you should get one. They're really fun.
Agreed.
Talk really to fun. Taylor fans from everywhere.
All around the world.
Just, like, talk about Taylor all day.
All right, so now I'm going to talk about some random stuff that has happened in the past couple weeks concerning Taylor Swift. So, recently, Taylor broke 14 million followers. So, naturally, 14 million Swifties became a top trend.
I think
that's pretty cool. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Even though it is one more than 13, it's still
13 million
awesome.
Was a little cooler.
But it's just 13 plus 1,
right.
So 13 is still
exactly.
Valid.
There's still 13 involved in that number.
Yep. And 4 minus 1 is 3, and then, there's lots of ways you can make 13 out of that.
Yeah, very true. All right, so Taylor gets another prom invite. This time it's from a high school senior named Devin, who suffers a rare disease that affects his body head to toe. Taylor's team, as well as Taylor herself, responded apologizing for being unable to make it to his prom, but she encouraged him and gave him the confidence to go anyway, and he ended up winning prom king that night.
That is
so congratulations
to
you,
Devin. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really sweet.
I love how she, like, made the effort to reach out to him. Like, obviously
that's
she didn't
really cool
need
of her
to do
that,
so. I like that she, like, takes the time to do things like that.
Agreed.
All right, and then the last thing today, the day that we're recording, May 27th, is Liz Hewitt's birthday. So happy birthday to you, Liz.
Happy birthday. I feel like we should sing happy birthday to her.
Do you want to?
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
Let's do it. Okay. It's probably a girly thing to do. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Happy birthday.
Wait. Okay.
Let's try to do this without laughing. But seriously, Liz, happy birthday. So we're going to try to do this seriously, okay?
All right,
we're
ready?
We're going to try.
One,
two, three.
Happy birthday to you.
Come on. Happy birthday to you. I don't think we should sing anymore.
I don't think we should sing
anymore. We probably
should
not sing anymore.
We should leave the singing to Taylor.
Well, we love you, Liz. And
this is why Taylor is the singer and we're just the podcasters.
Yeah.
I hope we didn't offend anyone with our singing.
Yeah,
sorry.
Seriously.
We'll never
we tried.
Do it again.
Maya, I think there's some awesome stuff going on in Taylor's life,
there
right?
There is. All right. First thing, CMT Awards. Are soon. They're on June 6th.
Yay!
In Nashville. And Taylor is nominated for 3 awards. Female Video of the Year, Video of the Year, and Collaborative Video of the Year. And these awards are fan voted, so you need to go on CFT.com and vote for her. So she wins, and then we can all watch our TVs and be very happy, or in Belle's case, be there and be very happy. We can all be jealous
Yay,
of Belle.
Hope he wins.
Another thing is CMA Fest is June 7th through June 10th, but Taylor is not currently scheduled to make an appearance. Although those who are going, I think, are keeping their fingers crossed for a last minute surprise. But we'll see how that goes. And the last thing is Taylor has a show in August, at the Capitol Hoedown. I'm gonna say that again.
Hoedown.
I think I just said Hoedown.
Hoedown?
Okay. Yeah.
That's a hoedown.
The last thing is Taylor has a show at the Capitol Hoedown in Ottawa, Ontario on August 11th. So, you lucky people who live in Canada, really in that part of Canada. Canada's kind of big. you can go and see her like that. So lucky you guys.
Awesomeness. I want to go see that show, but I don't know.
It'd be kind of hard to get there, wouldn't it?
It would be it would take a little bit of maneuvering.
Sound stupid, but I don't know where Ontario is in Canada.
You know, I'm actually like picturing like a US map in my head and then Canada above it, and I'm like, I have no idea.
I don't know which side it's on.
I think it's above Michigan, but I hope I'm not wrong, and I hope I'm not offending any Canadians.
Could some Canadian listener like tweet us and tell us where Ontario is, because we're not educated in geography, apparently.
Yeah, I was absent that day in school.
Yeah. All right, let's just move on to the news, why don't we?
All right. So Taylor signed with IMG for representation in worldwide marketing, endorsements, tour sponsorships, and licensing, but she continues to be represented by William Morris Agency in other areas like film and TV and books and touring. So she'll be represented by a team led by Alan Zucker, who is the senior VP of IMG's client division and managing director of its talent marketing division. And basically all of that means that she has more awesome people helping her out with everything she wants to do.
Making her even famouser than she already
is. Is
that
a word? If it's not, it should be.
Famous
it is now, and it will happen to Taylor.
Yeah. I don't know if it's a word, but it is a good one.
I agree. I like it. If it's not a word, then it should be, and it's you get the credit for it.
Thank you.
That's an awesome word.
I expect to be cited in the dictionary.
You will definitely be cited. So, another awesome thing going on is that Taylor gives $4 million to Country Music Hall of Fame for Museum for Children's Education Center. How rockin' is that?
That's so cool.
It's like the largest gift given to a museum by an artist, and it's the second largest from an individual. And it'll fund the Taylor Swift Education Center, which is going to be like an exhibit and classroom space, and it's going to open in 2014. That's so cool.
That is really neat.
I mean, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Also, but I mean, that's so cool. Now there's going to be a Taylor Swift Education Center. Like, it's just yet another piece of her legacy that's just going to be there, like,
continue
forever.
To go on.
Yeah.
That is way awesome.
Like, in, like, however many years, like, people are still going to be going to the Taylor Swift Education Center.
That's so true. That is so true.
It's so cool.
And here's something else that's awesome.
Yes.
Tell us.
So, Sergeant Wade Wilson, who's this U.S. Marine, and he was a fan of Taylor, and he was stationed in Afghanistan, and unfortunately, he died a little while ago. Do you guys remember the day he died? Unfortunately, I don't remember.
I don't, but apparently his funeral was yesterday.
Yeah, I think it was recently. I know he died recently.
And his friends made a Facebook page and a video to try and get in contact with Taylor. And she actually personally called them during the funeral and spoke with his family and also said that she would wear his dog tags in his next video. Her next video.
That is really, really sweet.
I feel like she just does things continuously that just like always makes me just go, wow, you are a really nice person.
She's like, also like really intrigued me now because the image of Taylor with dog tags on is just sort of a one I was not expecting. So,
oh, I flash back to Thug Story.
That's true, but like, don't maybe it's is she doing a video for both of us? Maybe because if
I don't know, well,
she's doing a video with a rapper. That seems like a good time to wear dog tags.
Right? Yeah, you have a good point there. I mean, she'll just find, like, but this is also Taylor. She could find the most creative ways ever to do things.
That's true. I'm sure she could, like, make dog tags look good with a sundress, so.
Yeah, she could.
Or a
I don't doubt her at all to find a very awesome and creative way to honor him.
Yeah.
I think that's just, like, she just always does things that are just so genuinely, like, kind.
Yeah,
and
I mean, yeah, I love she called his family and talked to them, and she sent them flowers also. And, like, it was so sweet how much she responded. And, like,
another cool thing is that she ranked number 11 on a list of the most 100 influential celebrities. That's published by Forbes.com on Wednesday. It was May 16th. It's a financial publication that ranks celebrities in terms of, like, their earnings and their net worth, as well as their, like, the level of media, visibility, and fame. Jennifer Lopez was first on the list, and then Oprah Winfrey was number 2, and Bieber number 3. So 11 out of 100, that's awesome.
That's really cool.
And I was looking at that list, and something that I thought was really interesting is Taylor Swift made the same amount as Paul McCartney did last year. And he
seriously?
Yes.
That's intense.
I believe it was somewhere around 52 million.
If I was her, that would blow my mind a lot. Like, if you, like, look at your earnings and you're like, oh, there's Paul McCartney and we make the same amount of money.
That is, like, that is intense.
It's Paul McCartney.
Yeah, Lana was definitely saying something about how far she's come as an artist.
Extremely.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations
Taylor
on
Beatles status right now.
Way more money than any of us will ever see in our whole life.
Don't say that, Maya.
Okay, we could be like, we could become billionaires, you never know. So are you guys ready for the most awesome and girly part of this episode?
I am. So ready.
I am so ready too, because we are going to sit there and have an awesome girly conversation about Taylor's fashion.
Yay!
So, okay, like, what are the things that, like, stand out the most to you guys in your memories of, like, things that she's worn?
Sparkles.
Yes.
Lots and lots of sparkles.
Absolutely.
I liked a lot of the dresses that she wore early on that were, like, the custom dresses that Sandy Spica made for her that she wore to, like, her first few big award shows. Like, they were just these, like, princessy, adorable ball gown confections. And I just, like, I loved it. I remember seeing pictures of her on the red carpet, and I was so jealous. I want to wear a dress like that. So,
did she also make the dresses for some of her music videos, or is that someone else?
Yeah, she made the dress.
Did she make a love story dress?
She made the love story dress. She made the teardrops dress, the big long one. She made the blue tulle dress from Our Song, and the red one with the flowers on it. She made
all
a lot
of those dresses were gorgeous.
Yeah,
I especially love the love story dress.
Yeah,
too.
I just like, I would die to wear something like that, but I wouldn't have anywhere to wear it to. But it's so beautiful.
For my senior prom, I actually tried to find a dress that was similar to her blue dress in Our Song, and I had no luck because that dress was custom.
For my senior prom, I tried to find, what was it, the dress that she wore in You Belong With Me for the prom.
The white dress?
Yeah, as it turns out, it's a wedding dress, and it costs $9,000.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah, never mind about that, but I love that dress, too.
Brandy. I actually went really old-fashioned for my prom and wore this, like, really awesome vintage dress that's, like, nowhere near as beautiful as a love story dress, but it almost kind of reminded me of it.
It was kind of, like,
corsety, and then it had, like, the long flowing skirt from it. And yeah, we had like a themed prom, so.
That's so cool. I think my prom had a theme, but I honestly don't remember what it was.
What did you guys think of the dress that she wore to the Billboard Music Awards last weekend? The red one with the super long.
Oh, I really liked it. I like how she's getting a little more like edgy with her style choices lately. Like at first when I saw the pictures of her, I was like, is she wearing a see-through dress? But
yeah,
then it turned out it was just like,
yeah, you had to kind of like stare at it for a minute
under
to figure
it,
out what
first
it
was
like.
It was
definitely very modern looking with the top and the whole like the kind of like not stripes but like the crisscross lines.
Yeah,
and
Yeah, I thought it was really cool. She's been wearing a lot of like sort of more interesting dresses lately. I'm in love in general with the way that she looked at the oh my goodness, was it the CMA Awards? Am I losing my mind?
Last year, November,
the award show that was the most recent.
Oh, the ACMs.
I get them.
Oh, the long white dress,
white
kinda with
and
the sleeves.
Gold. Just her whole look, the dress and the hair and the makeup and all of it. I remember, like, I saw a picture and I was like, "Whoa, Taylor looks hot. That's different."
Yeah. She's definitely been more bold in her fashion choices lately.
Yeah.
But I think it's a good thing for her.
I think so too. I mean, it's like a growing up thing. I mean, she's gone from like wearing flowy dresses and cowboy boots to award shows to, you know, ball gowns, edgy, like, couture dresses.
That's true.
She's done a lot of growing up in her fashion.
Yeah, she has, definitely.
But at the same time, she still wears, like, sparkly dresses a lot, though. That hasn't quite managed to... She hasn't really gotten that out of her system.
I don't think she's ever going to get that out of her system.
I should
probably
hope not.
I mean, the sundresses and cowgirls thing is, like, her personal trademark.
It's true.
I mean, she's definitely grown and changed, but I think, like, for at least one of the costume changes at her concerts, she's always going to have sundress and cowboy boots on, you know what I mean? That's just
did
like,
she wear cowboy boots for Fearless? I mean,
Speak Now
is what I meant.
Now that I just said that out loud, I'm trying to think about that.
I don't think she did.
I'm thinking back through all the different things that I saw her wearing.
During Long Live, with the black dress?
No, she was wearing her black knee-high boots.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I guess they look like cowboy boots from far away.
I guess she's moved on into black leather boots now. Instead of cowboy boots. But you're right. She did wear cowboy boots on Fearless. I remember that. She wore different ones every night for the acoustic set. They were all really pretty.
You know what dress I really liked?
Which one?
The chiffon dress that she wore for the acoustic set for Speak Now.
The purple one with the halter.
Oh, yes. Really pretty. Speaking of Speak Now tour dresses, the Love Story dress. Beautiful. I would like to wear that all the time.
Me too.
And it made me really happy because I saw an interview with her and it was in a magazine and they asked her what's her favorite dress ever and she said that one.
It's her favorite
dress that she's ever worn. She's like, and I get to wear it every night.
It's lovely.
Yeah. The dress for Sparkfly is really cool too, though.
That one is cool.
With all the fringe hanging.
Yeah, I love that one.
Yeah, that one is so cool. It's so perfect for being active, you know what I mean? Because it just it moves all over the place.
Yeah.
It's just the coolest looking.
She made some this tour, some sort of bolder choices with her dresses. She had a couple of the different dresses that she wore for Better Than Revenge. They were a lot more, I don't know, grown up.
Older?
Yeah, they were grown up dresses.
Than some of her.
But they were perfect
ones.
For the song, though.
It's just true.
Because they had attitude.
It's so funny how she went straight from this, beautiful ball gown and she just, rips it off and then suddenly it's, ridiculously short, skin-tight red dress. And you're like, okay, cool.
But it's perfect for the song, though, because it's just full of attitude.
That's true. It worked, yeah, it works just really full well with the song. That whole performance was
I love that performance of the bridge.
Yes. It was actually funny. During the concert, I was trying so hard to take pictures of her during that song, and I couldn't. She would not stand
too
still.
Much.
The whole time, I didn't get one single non-blurry picture. And she was just, either throwing her hair around or, running.
I wonder how many Red Bulls she drinks tonight.
Do you guys have a favorite dress that she's worn to, an award show or something?
I like not my favorite, but I love the one that she wore when she won CMA Entertainer of the Year for the first time.
Was that in 2009? That was the one that I picked too, with the kind of gold sequins-y
top. It has
top,
gold sequins on the top, and then the skirt is
yes.
Cool.
That one was gorgeous.
I got so excited when I took a trip. I went to the Country Music Hall of Fame, and they have that dress there.
Really?
It was so exciting, yeah.
I'm going to have to go see it now.
They have it, and her Entertainer of the Year award, they have the name. It's so cool. I love that one. Very Taylor,
was that your
all
favorite?
Sparkly.
Was that your favorite dress too, Belle?
Yep. That's why I was like, you stole my answer.
Well, unanimous. We all agree. Nominated.
Awesome.
That dress is her favorite. I mean, it's our favorite.
She just looked so incredibly elegant, and I don't know how to explain it. It was kind of a new look for her at the moment.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. I think maybe that's why I remember it so much. Is just all of a sudden, she's not, you know, she was very girly, you know, for the first couple of years of her career, with the sundresses and the cowboy boots, like we were saying. And all of a sudden, you know, when she wins Entertainer of the Year, she steps out in this beautiful, mature but gorgeous gown.
She started.
And then she wins
I
that award, and it's just
her
like
Grammy
wow,
dress.
That's like really nice moment.
When she won, everything.
Was that the blue dress?
The blue sparkly
the
yeah.
blue one.
Mm.
Yeah,
that one was pretty. That was another one where sort of she suddenly looked very grown up. And also because I don't think she'd worn a color like that before on a red carpet either. So it was
that's true.
Different.
Yeah.
I don't know. I also besides award shows, I love. Just some of the things she wears day to day. Her adorable little 1950s dresses and high heels.
She
shoes.
Has some really cute shirts she's been wearing lately.
Yeah.
But I'm just where did you get those? Because I want them. I really like that striped one that she wore a few weeks ago. It was white and blue striped.
Yeah, that one was really cute. I remember.
That was really cute. I really liked that one. And then, I want the black sweater with a gigantic red horn on it.
That one
I think
is
it's
really
a couple
cute.
Years old, maybe,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, I remember that.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yes.
I want that sweater.
I like how she seems to have this, like, endless supply of sparkly mini dresses. They're just everywhere. Like, there's the one that she wore this week now, and I remember there was one that she wore when I saw her on the Today Show, and there's when she went to, it's actually one of my favorite looks of hers that, like, I feel like no one would even remember, but it was the Clive Davis pre-Grammy party in 2010.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
And yeah. It was, like, this, like, really short, silver, sparkly dress, and she had her hair kind of up, and, like, I remember she just, like, something about that whole outfit just worked really well. I don't know. That's, like, one of my favorite looks of hers for some reason. I just thought she looked gorgeous.
You know, being a female and everything, I love shopping, but I would love to have a fashion consultant.
Oh, me too. That would make that would be like
have a stylist.
No, that would be able to find all of these gorgeous things and be like, "What do you think of this? Do you want to wear this?" Like, yeah.
Or like what she probably, you know, like all the celebrities get to do before award shows, where like they just show up with like a rack of dresses and they're like, "Okay, which one do you want to wear?"
I totally want that. That's the life I want. Forget everything else. I just want somebody to bring me all sorts of gorgeous clothing choices every day, every morning.
Just add that to our goal list.
Right?
Become millionaires.
I think that we should, like, have a goal where we wake up in the morning and someone brings out a rack of clothing and go, what mood are you in today?
Right?
And they'll just...
That would be so cool.
It'd just be so much easier than doing it myself all alone. Because, like, I'm one of those people that I'll get up in the morning and if I don't already have an outfit picked out, I'll just go through my closet. This is cute. No. This is cute. No. I don't want to wear this. No. And it'll take me like 20 minutes to pick out what I'm going to wear.
Story of my life, Belle.
It takes me
yeah,
so long I know. To it's choose horrible. Clothes. I like.
And then I look through my closet and everything that I bought, you know, I loved when I bought it. But then I look at this and I'm like, no,
now you're
this
like,
is lovely.
No,
I don't
want to wear that. Why yeah. did I buy that?
Yeah. And it's a continuous thing that just doesn't stop.
And then it turns out that actually the one thing that you want to wear is in the laundry and you can't wear it anyway.
Yes, yes. Or the one thing that you want to wear you like left somewhere, yeah. you know?
Or like you can't find it, but you know that you just saw it like the day before. You don't know what happened to it.
My closet pretty much goes through a disaster like once a week because I tear it apart looking for something or trying to find something I feel like wearing.
Yeah.
It's bad. And then at night I'm like, oh crap, I gotta sit here for half an hour and like refold and rehang all these clothes. It's bad. It's just
yeah,
my closet
see, like,
is not happy
with
me.
When you're Taylor Swift, I don't think you have that problem.
I know, and I want
you have
that.
Someone to mostly to choose your clothing for you, or to like
at least give you awesome
yeah.
options.
I mean, I guess she does some of her own shopping.
I'm sure she does.
Not
well,
like,
she does.
All of it.
I mean, we've seen her go into stores,
going shopping. But
it's not that. But it's just like when you get up and then like when you're going to an award show. Like Diane, how long did we spend looking for outfits for the ACMs?
Oh my
Me.
Gosh, I don't even know.
Me.
Like 2 days for you and Adam especially
Me and Adam.
Was extremely
yeah.
picky
he
about
was very picky.
His outfit. Like more than Belle and I were. I like had my outfit planned for a week. Belle had to buy one and it took her maybe, I don't know, like what? Like maybe a day or...
It took me a day to find to find the dress I liked.
I think
we had to go
to
like
two different,
couple of different
stores to get Adam pants.
I have the funniest story that I have to tell about Adam. Dan, we have to tell the story about Adam.
Okay,
which about
story?
His jeans.
Yeah.
So he gets these finally finds this pair of jeans he likes. Right. He tries them on. He comes out of the dressing room and he turns around and looks in the mirror and he goes, "My butt looks amazing."
He's gonna be so mad. You leave yep. the girls alone.
Yeah, he's going to be really, really happy when he hears this.
Yep. Hi, Adam. We love you.
Hi,
virtual
Adam.
Hand hearts.
Virtual hand hearts. No, but in all seriousness, it did take us a good day and a half for us to both find outfits that we were satisfied with. But Adam was smart. He wore a purple shirt, and that's Taylor's favorite color.
Mm-hmm. That's a good move.
It was a good move. And I found a really pretty black cocktail dress thingy.
And I was wearing blue and cowboy boots.
I took me. Oh, I was totally afraid about the shoe issue too. Fortunately, I found shoes, but that was a little sketchy.
Taylor wears adorable shoes.
She does.
You know what? I actually never thought about her shoes because in most of the award shows, she has dresses that are so long that you don't ever see her feet.
That's true.
Yeah, I've never thought about what shoes she's wearing.
I mean, a lot of sometimes like in more like day to day stuff, she wears a lot of like loafers and like. Mary Jane type shoes and like cute little like sandal heels and I don't know, she just wears a lot. I think a lot of her shoes come from Anthropologie.
I think
they're
a
just,
lot
like,
of her
adorable
clothes come
adorable little
from
like brightly colored heels. They do. Mm-hmm. I've noticed that. Her clothes and back when she used to wear headbands all the time. Like all of her headbands came from there too.
She had really cute headbands.
She did.
I wonder where they went.
It's like inspired me. I like went and I have like a bunch of headbands from Anthropology.
I have like a lot of like hair flowers, but I don't ever know like where I'm gonna wear them. You know what I mean? Because I don't just get up in the morning and put in a hair flower.
Yeah.
I'm like,
she used to be so creative with hers too.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, I've never quite mastered the art of wearing a hair flower and not looking ridiculous.
Me either.
I know, that's the problem I have. Is I've bought like the cutest hair flowers, but then I'm like, I can't wear jeans, a shirt, and a hair flower.
Right? It's like it's hard to coordinate accessory.
It is.
Yeah, it's funny though. She doesn't really wear the headbands or the flowers anymore.
I really like that she started her own little like line of sundresses though.
Those were cute.
Those were really cute. I feel like she needs to expand on that and do like a whole entire Taylor Swift wardrobe continuous line for all of us that don't want to have to throw everything in our closet into a pile, not trying to find something cute that we want to wear. We could just buy like all these Taylor Swift designed clothing because she always finds the cutest clothes, so she might as well design the cutest clothes.
Right. Yeah. We should get her to dress us.
That stuff would sell so well.
It would sell really, really well.
Everyone would want to buy Taylor Swift clothes.
I know, because she, like I said, she wears the cutest stuff. She, like, finds the cutest stuff. So, I mean, and given her a massive amount of creativity, I'm sure she would create the cutest stuff.
Yeah.
I would totally trust her to, you know, make really cute dresses and shirts and totally stuff I would probably wear.
Me too. For sure.
Taylor. Hint.
Taylor. Start a clothing line. We'll all buy it.
We will all buy it.
We'll be your first customers.
You'll be the first three. We'll be your beta customers.
Yes, we will.
Be like, Taylor Talk, where's Taylor Swift?
So since we're on the topic of fashion, I feel like we should talk about her hair and curly versus the new straight look.
Oh boy. The drama.
You know, I was looking at I was listening to her original album the other day, and I actually got my actual album out and not, like, my iTunes album. And I was looking at, like, the cover and the pictures in it, and, you know, when she had, like, the platinum blonde hair, and it was very, very curly.
And it was, like, bushy.
Yeah, almost bushy. It was, like, that almost that frizzy curly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, she was so cute then. But then her hair is gorgeous now, too.
She just has great hair. I've always found, like, her hairstyles have been very versatile. Like, she's generally had the same hairstyle for a while before she straightened it, and like she did so many things with it.
That's true.
It's good. Like she would always look different. Like she just found a million different things. I mean, and I think she looked gorgeous with curls, and I think she looks gorgeous like this too. I don't know. I understand people feeling kind of like nostalgic over the curly hair, but I mean, you know, it is her hair, and it like when you straighten your hair, it doesn't stay like that permanently.
Mm-hmm.
So, if she wanted to make it curly again, it's possible. So, for all of you curly hair fans out there, don't despair.
Don't despair, I'm sure. Back. They'll find a way to return eventually.
In the meantime, I think we should all embrace that she looks lovely with straight hair.
Yeah, she looks beautiful.
And bangs.
Yes, and the bangs.
And like Maya said, you know, it is her hair.
Yeah, that's true. It is. In the end, it is actually her head, and she gets to do whatever she wants with it. So if she wanted to shave all her hair off, there's nothing any of us could do about that.
She'd probably look beautiful bald.
Probably.
I don't think she could not look beautiful.
A little scary, but...
Yeah, it would be a little shocking.
Pretty interesting. Scary. Yeah, I mean, it takes some getting used to.
But, you know, it's her head. She can do with it what she wants, like you guys have said.
Yeah, exactly. You know, exactly. And just for all of those who have made comments about how she once said that she would never straighten her hair for a guy, let me reiterate that the last three words of that sentence are for a guy.
For a guy. It's not like, I will never straighten my hair ever.
Yeah, she never said she would never straighten her hair. She said she would never do it to impress a guy.
Yeah, she's doing it for herself.
She did it because she felt like doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, from what I understand, she was at the Vogue photo shoot, and they're like, we want to straighten your hair and give you bangs, and we're just going to put clip in bangs. And she's like, you know what? Just cut bangs.
Just
go
do
for
it.
You know, why not? Do something different.
Being fearless.
I mean, I don't know. It's like she goes through looks. Like, we were talking about her headbands before. So, like, for a while, she wore lots of headbands. And now she doesn't wear headbands anymore. So, I don't know. For a while, she was wearing red lipstick to, like, every single event. And, I mean, now she wears other colors of lipstick also. So, I don't know, I think she's sort of just evolving and there's fashion senses changing, and I think it would be weird if it didn't.
Yeah, I completely agree.
I mean, if right now she was still had her frizzy hair and her cowboy boots and she's 22 years old, people would be like, you need, like, people, I think, would be upset about that.
Well, I mean, you know, those pictures that I was talking about in her original album booklet were taken when she was 16.
Right, and that look suits a 16-year-old.
Exactly.
But I don't think it suits a 22-year-old.
I think, you know, the bottom line, though, is, like, whatever she does, it's her thing to do. I mean, how many of us, I mean, can you sit there and say that you haven't, like, think back 6 years ago. Did you wear stuff then that you don't wear now?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
I mean, I wore Happy Bunny t-shirts, okay?
I just cleaned out my closet, and I found some things that I would never wear now.
Yeah.
But I can find pictures of myself wearing them.
I've had that happen where I find something in my closet and I'm like, did I actually ever wear this in public? And
yeah,
why?
Or like things that like used to be in style. Like, do you remember that weird period of time when people wore ponchos?
No. Maybe that wasn't in California.
Not like.
I don't think
like,
that was on.
I'm not
West
talking
Coast.
Like rain ponchos. Like.
Because that's immediately
what
oh,
like
my mind
knitted
went.
Ponchos?
Like knitted ponchos.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, yeah,
about.
Kind
like,
of.
That wasn't really quite a trend where I was, but I mean, I know what you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, like. I mean, I don't have it anymore, thank God, but, like, I had a knitted poncho.
I'm just really glad that I wasn't ever a teenager in, like, the 80s.
Yeah,
I think that would have been fun, though. In some, like,
I don't know, I look at some of that stuff, and I'm like, I'm so glad that I, like, didn't exist yet.
I mean, you would have gotten to wear a lot of very bright colors.
Yeah, and I like
colors. Very bright
colors,
very scary things. A hair that was, like, a half a mile up from your head with hairspray, and...
The perms.
The perms and, here's what I remember from when I was, like, 2, and I don't know why I remember this, but it was called fluffing your bangs.
Fluffing
you'd, like,
your bangs.
Curl your bangs, and then you'd, like, make them so they were, like, they were, like, huge.
It kind of reminds me of Full
I
House.
Was, like, a toddler when I...
Yeah.
Like, literally, I don't know why I remember. I remember the weirdest
I
things from when I was a toddler,
that.
But, yeah.
Yeah, people used to do strange things with their hair.
People still do strange
this
things
This is, like,
with
an
their
88
hair.
Or some crap like that, and I was, like, a little
crimping. Kid. That was fun.
Yeah.
But like, for a while, every single person ever had, like, blonde highlights in their hair.
I remember that.
That was a thing.
Like,
yeah,
like really, like, chunky, big blonde highlights in their hair. And their like, the rest of their head would be brown, but they'd have, like, these streaks of blonde. I thought it was really weird. I
did, too.
That. Yeah.
I was confused about it.
I was like, did you miss some of your hair?
It's kind of like the zebra look, but I don't know. It worked for some people. They liked it.
I think we're a little off Taylor topic, but that's okay.
Well, we're still
that's
talking
fine.
About fashion.
We had to go
we're still
into
talking
the
about hair.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Are we good with fashion? Does anyone have anything else they want to talk about?
I think we've generally covered things that we love.
Now that we have had our awesome girly talk about fashion, which
yeah.
I hope you all enjoyed.
Yay. Sorry, boys.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry, boys, if
you
fell asleep.
With it. It's a girl's episode.
You can wake up now.
Yeah. Yeah, if you took a cat nap, you can wake up. Yeah, exactly. Because it's time for, you know you're a Swiftie when, and if Swifties ruled the world. So the first submission is from, would you guys pronounce that Veed?
Yeah, Veed.
Veed101 on Twitter. You know you're a Swiftie when, you make a Twitter account just to follow Taylor.
Neato.
That isn't exactly what I did, but, like, she was one of the first people I followed.
Same here.
When I joined Twitter, so I can relate.
All right, the next one comes from the Swift Factor, and it says, you know you're a Swiftie when Taylor Swifties, Pegacorn, Swift, and you know you're a Swiftie when are all in your autocorrect. I think that
nice.
One's pretty cool.
I like
there's
that
a,
one.
Yeah, there's a lot of Taylor-related things in my autocorrect.
Same here.
Yeah.
My phone is crazy, though. It autocorrects the most random things ever.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, don't even get me started on autocorrect.
Right.
Okay, the next one is from Thinking Swift. You know you're a Swiftie when? Person, hey, have you seen that movie with Camilla Bell? You. Oh, I hate her.
I just hate that her middle name is my name.
Oh, yeah, that's
that
true.
That sucks.
Well, just don't think about it.
Sorry, you have to share a name with her.
I know, I'm sorry too. The next one is submitted by Forever Enchanted 13 via Taylor Connect. And it's, if Swifties ruled the world, Grant would be roommates with Abe Lincoln. I don't love that.
By the way, have you guys all seen his new
Yes, with the beard.
Because it is hilarious.
Yeah, with AIDS beard.
So funny.
Love it.
Except for the fact that, like, Abe Lincoln is dead now and he's in the grave, so for Grant to be his roommate, he would... I don't know. I mean...
Well, I'm guessing that this is, like, an alternate universe in which time is, like, not the way it is here.
I guess I'm thinking about this too realistically. But yeah, I'm sure he would love being roommates with Abe Lincoln.
Well, they didn't necessarily specify that it has to be Abe Lincoln the person. His roommate could be, like, an Abe Lincoln statue.
Oh.
Maybe.
That would be awfully lonely.
Thinking outside the box.
Or one of those cardboard... Doesn't he have a cardboard cutout of Abe?
Yeah. Taylor got it for him.
That's funny.
Got
a cardboard cutout of Abe.
So, technically, he is already roommates with Abe Lincoln.
That's true. Good point.
And Marilyn.
Yes, Marilyn the kitty, who apparently has a litter box problem.
Oh.
All right, the next one comes from Tay S. Long Live 13. And they write, you know you're a Swiftie when you make a wish at 11:13 instead of 11:11. It's pretty clever.
Aw. It's too bad there's not a 13:13.
Well,
there is.
But that's true. And like an army clock there is too.
Yeah. Okay, the next one is from at KBCrazy150. If Swifties ruled the world, there would be a 13th month.
I feel like instead of adding extra days onto February for leap year, they should have like a 13th month with like
one day
a
in
few
it.
Days. Like, yeah. Like a couple, yeah. Why not? It should just be like a little month. Baby
the question
month.
Is, what would we call it?
13 November? I don't know.
Swiftie month?
Tweet us your ideas.
Yeah, tweet us about what if there was a 13th month, it? What would it be called?
And we'll
tweet
share it on the next episode.
At Taylor Talk 13.
Yeah.
Totally.
We get some good ones.
You might.
So think long and hard about it.
The next one was submitted by Laura via email, and it's December 13th, and you wake up your whole family and scream, it's Taylor's birthday!
That's cute.
You can always one-up that and, like, you know, make a birthday cake for her and
party hats. Oh, you have no idea. This year, being on T-Swift on tour, I don't think I can even tell you the amount of tweets we got of people taking pictures of birthday cakes.
I remember
that. We got, I want to say there was a good, like, 15 or 20 of people who made birthday cakes for her. It was so cute. There was someone who even had, like, a full-blown party. Like, balloons and streamers and cake, and, like, they had all these people over. It was so cute.
That's adorable. I love it.
I want to go to one of those parties.
I know, me too.
Next year we should throw ourselves
friends. We should have a, we should throw our own Taylor's birthday party.
All right, next year.
We're on it.
We'll have a Taylor birthday party.
Like, in New York.
Let's do it. Yes, in New York.
Or in California. We can go to, like, Disney World.
All right, the next one comes from Mika Swift Chance on Twitter. You know you're a Swiftie when you secretly listen to Taylor Talk in the middle of the night. I don't think listening to Taylor Talk should be a secret, though. I think you should be proud.
You should be totally happy that you listen to Taylor Talk.
Because we're happy you listen to Taylor Talk.
Should you be advertising that in the middle of the night, though?
Well,
that you're listening to it? Or is it the idea that it's a secret in general and you have to listen to it in the middle of the night?
Maybe it's because they don't want their parents to know that they're still awake.
Right, that's what I was thinking. Oh, maybe. It's more like... sneakily listening to it at night.
Sneakily?
Yeah.
Love it.
I'm stealthily? Just making up words today.
You're just making up words left and right. You're like a dictionary machine right now.
I know.
Fabulous. Since this is an all-girls episode, we thought it would be awesome to talk about a song that's very woman empowering.
And that song is, Belle?
Picture to Burn.
It's a fun one.
I know, it's
awesome. I mean, it also sort of goes in, like, it works. It's, like, in chronological order, because we did Tim McGraw, and now we're doing Picture to Burn.
Exactly.
This one is the second track on the album, so.
Yeah. It's track number two on Taylor Swift, yeah. And, actually, it was co-written by Liz Rose, right?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Liz Rose.
She's awesome. I love when she writes with Taylor. Like,
wonderful
awesome
writer
songs.
Of a lot of Taylor's more famous songs.
They are definitely awesome together.
They are.
When it comes to songwriting. Oh, they didn't, like, originally pick it to be a single, but the audience had such an awesome reaction to it in concert that they were like, well, we can make that a single. And it was,
yeah,
like, I think it was the third single.
Like, every time Taylor would play it, people would, like,
just start screaming and going
crazy. And, like, scream all the words back at her, so.
Yeah. And, like, I've heard that the subject of the song wasn't actually, like, named and wasn't somebody that she was actually dating either. It was just somebody cocky. And you guys have heard anything different?
No, that's also what I've heard. Yeah, just some kind of self-centered guy that she thought was a redneck and...
She just didn't really make a person.
She just, like, wrote an angry song about him just because he seemed...
Just because he annoyed her or something like that. Oh, hey, I can think of a couple of guys back in high school that I would have written angry songs about just because they annoyed the crap out of
me. It's like you can, like, make yourself feel better by, like, writing songs where they cheat on their girlfriends or something.
I also heard that the guy that she wrote the song about, she was not really, like... dating him, but they were kind of like in an unofficial relationship, so she was kind of like, hey, is this going anywhere? It's kind of ambiguous, and he was, you know, hesitant to define it. So I mean, obviously, like, that would make someone mad if the guy that they like is just kind of not very into what's going on.
Yeah, guys are very pain in the butt like that sometimes.
Yeah,
for sure. So my favorite part of the whole entire thing though is the video with Abigail at the beginning with the binoculars.
Oh my gosh. Well, that and the agency doing their thing, and this is how they got the name.
Mm-hmm. By wearing all those, like, suits and everything, and that's how they got the name of the agency.
I think my favorite, who is it? My memory's horrible. One of them is, like, it's either Caitlin or Amos who, like, starts licking all of his spoons.
I think it was Amos.
That's my favorite part.
Was licking the spoon
and
the fork?
Licking the what?
Like, randomly? In a shot?
Oh.
There's, like... a part where it's either Caitlin or Amos goes and starts, like, licking stuff in his kitchen. Like, when they're, like, destroying his apartment.
I'm not quite sure what that was about, but it was funny.
It was, like, you know, it's just, like, no one remembers this. It's fine.
I know exactly what you're talking about. It's like a really, like, a 2-second clip that they show licking silverware.
Right.
And you're just like, what?
Is it Caitlin or Amos?
It's Amos. I remember it was a guy at least. I think it was Amos.
And he's, like, licking silverware and then putting it back in the drawer.
Yeah.
And I remember I thought that was really funny. But also the part with Abigail is hilarious.
And it was directed by Treya Fanjoy, who did a lot of her earlier videos.
Yeah.
And I guess, like, it was her idea for the binoculars, and I guess Taylor, like, at first kind of didn't want to do that. She's like, oh, that's hokey. But then Trey talked her into it, and it turned out really good and really funny.
It's not hokey. That definitely worked.
I think she, like, in the making of it, sounded like she thought that it was going to look kind of, like, gimmicky and also a little, like, extra stalkerish. Because, like, she said, because, you know, if you guys have watched her interview on Ellen, she said that sometimes her and Abigail would, like, drive past her ex-boyfriend's houses.
Yes, yes.
But they didn't actually tend to use binoculars when they did that. They're just looking. Drive-bys.
just
so she said, like, it didn't feel like...
natural, I guess?
Real to her. Yeah, like, it wasn't, like, what she would actually do in life, so she felt kind of uncomfortable doing it in the video, but it turned out looking really cool.
Yeah, turned out really funny.
I like how she uses her real best friend in her videos and not, like, some actor.
Me too, I love that.
I agree with that.
And I also think that's great that, like, her record label and her producer, and, you know, they actually let her do that instead of hire, like, a fake best friend.
Yeah.
I mean, especially, like, in 15, where she actually, you know, set and calls her by name, so it would have been really, really weird if somebody else would have shown up.
There's someone else playing Abigail.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, you know, her fans know what Abigail looks like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that would have been really weird if, you know, she's in the video for 15, and then somebody that wasn't Abigail was supposed to be Abigail.
Right, and then we would all...
not been okay.
No.
Like, what? No, no.
We'd be like, that's not Abigail.
I want to be Abigail.
That's not right. We all want to be Abigail. Yeah. But I know, I really dug this song. And what I love most about it is just, like, a lot of girls will let guys push them around in situations, like, you know, you guys know what I'm trying to say, right?
Yeah.
And in this one, she's just hell no. Like, and I think it's another thing I love about her is, like, and a lot of her songs are very woman empowering.
Yeah.
Very, like, yay, female.
I mean, I love just sort of, like, how sassy she sounds on this song, especially on the original lyrics.
That's another thing I wanted to mention. Yes,
sadly have been, I mean, if you ever hear the song on the radio, you don't get to hear it, but if you find old recordings or live recordings of the song, or
it's,
if you have the
Taylor Swift album, it's the way it's supposed to be,
but not the CD from iTunes. Like, if you have the physical one,
the actual physical Taylor Swift CD, It has different lyrics than the one on Yeah.
Yeah, then you get to hear her say, "I'll tell mine your day," which makes me laugh every single time.
Yeah, go ahead and tell your friends that I'm obsessive and crazy. That's fine, I'll tell mine that you're gay. And then they made her change it to, "Oh, that's fine, you won't mind if I say," which is just
that's
totally
such
not
a
the same.
Worse
I also
line.
Don't think that makes
it's
sense
horrible,
in the
I agree.
Song. Like,
it really
don't mind
knows.
If I say, and like, by the way, like, what are you going to say? I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't know. And like, I feel like it makes it, sort of like lessens the
It completely
the
lessens the sass of the song.
Because
that's her attitude with the song. That's
like
how the song's supposed to sound.
And,
right.
I mean, I guess she probably wrote it so she didn't bash too much. But I feel like the original just fit so much better and it was so funny. And it wasn't like she was trying to like be homophobic or something. She was just being entertaining.
I mean, I think she was just making a joke. Like, she's being like, "Oh, I'm just, like, I'm gonna tell all my friends you're gay so no one will date you again." Like, it's just her being funny. That's what I think.
Right, but
I agree with you.
I can still see why that line was taken out, because I could see how some people would find that a little bit offensive.
I mean, yeah, I can see how, like, people would take it wrong. I mean, it's just sad because, you know, like, it fits the song so much better.
I just like Taylor being able to write as Taylor, as her personality, as her wit. And then when they have to radio edit stuff, it's like, well, that's not fully her anymore, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but, well, with that, no matter what version of the song you're listening to, it's still awesome and hilarious and fun.
I agree.
And if you ever get really angry at a guy, it's a good one to, like, turn up on full blast and
throw things.
Oh, yeah. It totally is. It's a great, I'm in a horrible mood and I needed some awesome music to just...
And
yeah.
I mean, I'm not surprised it was like a fan favorite, because I mean, I think everyone can relate to that situation and have lots of strong emotions about it.
Of course,
I agree. For sure. So, we know what we would do if we were in that situation, listen to Picture to Burn.
Yeah.
But what would Taylor do?
Oh, good transition,
what would Taylor, and
though.
What would Taylor do might almost tie into our Picture to Burn discussion a little
This is
bit.
Very true, because we have a very awesome What Would Taylor Do?
We do.
And this one was submitted by...
Caitlin?
Yeah, Caitlin B on Twitter.
With several A's and K's and I's and T's and L's. And only one Y.
Yeah. Only one B, though.
Yes.
On Twitter. What would Taylor do if Joe Jonas showed up in her driveway like Drew did? And for those of you who don't know Drew, he
like,
was the subject
on
of
my
a song
Teardrops
on My Guitar, and after he heard the song, he actually went and visited her.
He showed up on her driveway
yeah.
and was like, "Just kidding, I love you," and she was like,
no,
it's
not
a
anymore.
Little too late now.
Yep, too late.
So, yeah, what would she, I think it would be a similar situation if Joe were to show up.
I think so too.
Be like, "Okay, well, you're a little late now, don't you think?"
I have one word.
Go.
Yes?
What is it?
Security!
Oh,
probably.
I don't think Taylor would do that. That's funny though.
She might.
I mean,
it depends.
Yeah, I think
it depends.
I would say she'd be polite, but I almost think maybe in that situation she wouldn't be. I think I'd probably just be like, "What are you doing?"
Yeah,
I think she would
want
to know what he would, you know, what he has to say to her though. You know, at least I would be curious.
Yeah.
Like, you're my ex-boyfriend.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, like, you.
How do you feel now?
Hear him out, and then.
I'd be like, "You have exactly 13 seconds to convince me not to call security."
He did show up to, like, a few
Oh, he showed up
of
at one of the concerts I was at, and I was standing in the tree pit next to him. Not, like,
that
right
was
next to him, but...
Interesting. He showed up to a couple.
So then, maybe they're on good terms now.
Maybe. There's some pretty hilarious video somewhere on the internet of her singing Last Kiss the night when he was there. I love, there's a moment in the video when she sings the line, what is it, like, "You're showing off again," and you can tell she looks straight at him.
Yeah.
That
was
so
awkward,
because
I was, like, in the tree pit that night, you know, during that concert, and I was not far from Joe at all.
What did his
and
face look like?
Do you remember?
He was, like, smiling, but really awkwardly. It was really sad, though, because she was crying. When she was singing Last Kiss, which she does a lot.
Which really? Concert was this? Do you guys remember?
L.A.
California.
Oh, that was the one that I was at.
I was at all four of them, so I can't remember which one it actually
oh,
was.
Oh, okay. Well, I was at
it
two
was
of them.
It was one of the L.A. shows.
Yeah, it was one of the L.A. shows, and that was just awkward to watch, you know what I mean?
I can imagine.
I was just
well,
like, I kept watching her than watching
being around him for Better Than Revenge would be hilarious too.
Yeah, unfortunately, I was, yeah, didn't get to do that, but
yeah,
that would have been, I would have liked to see his face during that show.
I guess he must know that Last Kiss is him.
Oh yeah, yeah. There's no possible way he couldn't know that.
So that must be so interesting, like, you go to this concert, and then there's this person that you used to date, like, singing this horribly sad song.
Yeah, that must be
about
really
how much you broke their heart to your face.
Yeah, that's why I was really put off that he was smiling, and I get that it's probably just an awkward reaction, you know?
Yeah.
But I was still just like, if I were you, I'd be looking at my feet right now.
Well, maybe he was smiling because he was like, oh yeah, I do remember that time that we were dancing and, you know, this happened.
Maybe.
You know, maybe it was like a little bit, like, kind
but
of like a sad smile.
Nostalgic smile?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It was just awkward to see.
It was. But, I mean, I don't know. I remember from interviews that I've seen since then, I don't think that they're on, like, best friend, like, speaking terms. I think they're, like...
Civil, probably.
Civil. Yeah. I think civil
is
fine.
Which is fine.
I mean, civil is better than nothing.
That's very true. And I'm trying to remember what song is it that she wrote? I don't know why I'm blanking on this, because I'm going to feel so stupid when I remember. The song that she wrote, was it The Story of Us? Where she was talking about how she wrote that song because she was at an award show.
I heard that one was
sitting next to quote-unquote someone she used to date, which I'm thinking might have been Joe, and how, like, awkward that was.
Mm-hmm. Most people seem to think that one's about John Mayer.
John Mayer?
I thought it was about Joe also. It's a bit more in my head, but...
To me, from what I remember her saying about it, it kind of sounds like it would have been Joe, because she said it was...
I think, apparently, John Mayer was at the CMT Awards.
Right.
Oh.
With her.
I heard that,
and
too.
And that's the thing in the lyric.
Oh, that could be it.
No, I think, but actually, no, the first time I heard that, I was like, this sounds like it's about Joe, which it turned out. Maybe it is, who knows? Taylor hasn't actually said anything. So
no, she hasn't.
It's just all speculation.
That's still a mystery for now.
Yeah.
Maybe one day she'll let us know.
Yeah, well, I certainly don't think that if Joe Jonas showed up in Taylor's driveway, then, you know, they'd, like, get back together or anything. I think
No.
She got her heart pretty thoroughly
broken.
I don't think she's going back to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like once you get cheated on by someone, that's just kind of...
I mean, I can't speak for anybody else, but I know that's a no.
That would be...
That's a, like, deal breaker for me.
Deal breaker for me.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
A permanent deal breaker.
Like, no, you don't get a second... There are some things that you can do that you can mess up on that you get a second chance on. That's not one of them.
Cheating is not one of them.
That is not
cheating
one of them.
Cheating is definitely,
cheating and then dumping your girlfriend on the phone.
There are certain things that are just, you never get to come back from.
Yeah, like that.
The guy cheats at me, he only does it once. So, we know what we're listening to. Picture to Burn, Awesome Angry songs, Last Kiss, and all that. But what are Swifties listening to?
And what are they listening to, Belle?
Jocelyn Wells 17 from Twitter is listening to Megan and Liz.
Megan and Liz from YouTube, right?
Yeah.
I do like them.
They're twins, and they've done a lot of Taylor covers over the last couple years.
They're 18 or 19. They're fraternal twins. Yeah, they're pretty young. They've done a good amount of Taylor covers. They were actually on Oprah a few years ago because of their Taylor covers, and then Oprah surprised them with Taylor being on the show, too, and then
that was cute.
I think they got to meet her and, like, go to the concert and stuff. But
they have some good original songs, too, though.
Yeah, they do more, like, originals now. I think they've been on a tour.
They opened up for Voice Avenue before.
Yeah.
And I think they did, like, a cover with him. YouTube.
Some other people.
Oh, you know what it is? It's Megan and Liz. I think it was Megan and... It was either Megan or Liz. And Alejandro from Voice Avenue. They covered Last Kiss together.
It was all three of them.
All three of them? Okay.
Megan and Liz and Voice Avenue did a Last Kiss cover. And it's really good.
Yeah, I've seen that on YouTube.
I actually have that on my iPod. I bought it.
Yeah. So the two of them, they're really good. They're really, it's like, you know, like pop music. But
I like their Maybe Possibly song, though.
Yeah, that one's
good. Yeah, the music video.
But I have heard definitely, like, a lot of Taylor fans who are also fans of theirs. And also, the two of them are huge Taylor fans.
Yeah.
Also, so if you follow them on Twitter a lot of times, they'll, like, tweet Taylor lyrics and stuff. But yeah, I think they've done covers of, like, Mine and Enchanted and White Horse and Last Kiss and maybe even some other ones.
I can't remember offhand, but yeah. I know they think I'm pretty sure they've done Mean.
Maybe. So if you're looking for someone new to listen to, Megan and Liz.
Yeah, I'm sure if you go to YouTube and just type in Megan and Liz,
they will come
you'll
up.
Get.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's like youtube.com/Megan and Liz.
Yeah, that might be true. So it's Megan, I think, with the
with just a G. There's
H or not, though.
There's no H.
There's no H. Okay.
Yeah, it's just Megan.
Okay. So, well, that's a good suggestion. Yeah,
they're cool. That's what Swifties are listening to.
Thank you, Joyce.
That's what Swifties are listening to. So we hope you guys enjoyed our All Girls episode 17.
We had fun doing it, right, guys? Girls?
We did.
Yes.
We had fun.
Definitely.
Sorry, Adam. We know that you missed out, but I'm not sure that you would have loved all the talk about hair bands.
No, I don't think he would have been a fan of that.
No. I don't think he would have had too much to add about that other than sometimes I comb my hair to the side.
Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I don't even comb my hair.
Pretty much.
Oh, the life of a man. It must be so easy.
I know, right?
Although, I mean, I guess he could have contributed to the conversation about, like, choosing clothes, because apparently he is picky about that.
That's true. That's true. You know what? You know what drives me crazy is how guys can get in and out of the shower in 5 minutes.
Oh, that's not fair at all.
How do they?
Like,
do
they
that?
Go. They go into the bathroom and they come out like literally less than 10 minutes later, like dressed.
They girls don't understand.
Like, what? I think that's crazy.
Yeah. Showering is like a
process.
It is a process.
I mean, it's all a process. Just like from the time that you get out of bed, from the time that you're ready, presentable to go, is between. I mean, for most girls, probably between, like, a half an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, at school, I need an hour and a half from when I get up to when I leave my room.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know how guys just, like, do that. And, like, they get out of bed, and then 20 minutes later, they're showered and ready to go. I'm like,
sometimes less than that. They just...
Sometimes less than that. Sometimes, like, 10 minutes. How do you do that?
They just have less things to do. They just...
Maybe they don't actually wash themselves at all.
They just stand there.
Don't. There's a lot of guys that probably don't. They're just like, eh, like, well, I'm water.
Stand in
me.
The water. Like, water oh, me. Hey. I'm clean.
There we go.
Well, let's that's not good. Offend them. But, yeah, I'm going to just them.
Again, Adam, this is what happens when you go to Panama.
Yep.
You offend your gender a little bit.
Hey, that's not offensive. I think they're lucky.
No, we haven't. I know, I'm jealous that they can get in and out of the shower.
I know, that must be, like,
minutes,
so cool.
Although it is a mystery how they do it.
I mean, I can't leave my hair to air dry, because it just air dries all weird.
Oh,
like,
my
I have
gosh,
to blow dry
too.
It, and I have
done.
To flat iron it, or curl it, and, I, like, you know, this whole process of things I have to do with my hair, and it's just, ugh, endless. Anyways, though, thank you, everybody, for putting up with our girly talk
yes,
this episode.
Thank you.
This Thanks. Has been Belle.
Maya.
And Diane.
And we'll see you back with Adam again on episode 18.
Bye, guys. Virtual hand
Bye, guys.
Virtual hand hearts.
Virtual hand hearts.
We are in no way directly affiliated with Taylor Swift.